country. We're in a mess. But I'm glad I know the one that's taking care of business. Amen? Amen. He's the only one that's going to take care of business. He's the only one that's going to be able to. And they're trying to do these laws and make laws and all these other things. But that's not going to change man. It's going to be Jesus Christ that's going to change the man. It's going to be man's heart's going to be changed. Laws don't change people. It's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. That's what changes people. And they need to realize that today. But in this world today, they're not looking to that. They're not looking to Christ. They're looking for some other kind of fix. And they're not going to find that fix nowhere else but in Him. Amen? So I'm looking to Jesus Christ tonight. And I tell you, folks, I'm looking for Him to come back. And the mess we're in right now, it wouldn't bother me if He come right now. Take us on out of here. But I tell you, lots of these souls get saved. There's many out there lost and dying going to hell. And I tell you, folks, we just need to reach as many as we can for Christ's sake. And I realize in the day and time we're living in, folks, saying it's about near impossible. It's not impossible, because there's nothing possible with God. All things are possible with Him. We just have to be obedient to what God asks us to do and be what we ought to be before Him. But it's good to be here tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come and stand before you. Just kind of an honor and privilege, brother. I appreciate you asking us to come. I do. I appreciate that. And in turn, I love you and your family. I appreciate y'all dearly. You've been a true friend to me, and I appreciate that. And I'm thankful there's good people on this side of eternity that you can trust in, that you can look to. Amen? And I'm glad you can get somebody to pray for you, and they're going to pray for you. And you know, you don't have to sit there and doubt. Well, I wonder if they're praying or not. You know they're praying. And you can feel the prayers. And I thank God for that. So y'all continue to pray for us as we try to mind the Lord, especially this evening as we try to preach the Word of God that God's laid upon our heart. And I just pray that it'll be a help to each one of you tonight. That's the goal, amen, is to be a help to the church. And like I said, I know there's been several people out tonight, many sickness going around about us, but folks, I'm going to tell you, one of these days all that sickness is going to be over with. Amen. It's all going to be over with. And we're going to be in a place called heaven where we don't have to worry about no sickness, no heartaches. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day when we're going to be on the other side. But while we're here, we're going to face some things. And but I'm glad God's with us every step of the way. Hey, the Bible's not, if you feel like it, and you can stand to your feet and turn to Psalm chapter number 46. And as you do that tonight, if you don't mind, just take your Bibles as you stand to your feet tonight and just take your Bible and give God a good wave offering with it. Amen. I like to make the devil mad. Amen. He hates the Word, and he hates me, and that's the only thing we've got in common, because I hate him. Amen. So people said, you're not supposed to hate nobody. Well, I ain't supposed to love him. I guarantee you that right now. And so I tell you, I like to make him mad. He's already mad at me anyhow. It seems like past a little while, it seems like all hell's been coming against me. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I want you to pray for me. Amen. But because I know that God's right there. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He promised me to be right there with me, and he's going to be right there with me every step of the way. Now, I believe that. And he's going to help us through all this mess. Amen. Be found in your place. Say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 46, verse number 1. We're trying to just mind the Lord and just be as brief as we can this evening. And we'll try to just turn you loose as quick as we can. Amen. Amen. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. Boy, I like that already, don't you?
Amen.
I'm glad we've got God's Word this evening. Without God's Word, there is no help. Amen. You can read every book on the shelf. You ain't going to get nothing out of it. You get the Word of God and read it, man, it'll help you. This is where we get our strength from. He said, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled through the mountains, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Think on this. Amen. And he said, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early, then the heathen raised and the kingdom were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Boy, think about that. God is with us, folks. I thank God for that this evening. Amen. He said, come. Now look in verse number 8 for a second. Come, behold. In other words, folks, take a look at it. Amen. Look at this. Just behold it. Look at what God's done. The works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. Amen. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. Boy, there's some times we need to sit back and be still. Amen? And just listen to what God's got to say. Just be still. And man, that's the reason why we need to steal away somewhere in our closet and prayer closet. Amen? And sometimes we just need to hush a little bit. And let's listen. This is what God's got to say. Be still, know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Heavenly Father, as we come through the grace of God, once again, a scene, and we just come to you with thankful hearts. Thankful, Father, dear God, for all that you've done for us, how you blessed us all. Lord, I thank you so much for being so good to us, God. And Lord, I know I don't deserve anything but hell tonight, but God, I thank you, Father, dear God, for saving this old boy, Father, dear God, from the devil's hell. Lord, I thank you for being good to me, Father, dear God, and each one that's here tonight. God, you blessed each one of us tonight. Father, your God, and you've allowed us to be here in your house once again, and I just thank you for all that you have done and what you're going to do. And I just pray, Father, your God, this evening, Father, Lord, for just a little while, you just touch these lips of clay. And God, fill them out the words you didn't want to have us to say tonight. God, I realize I can't do anything in myself. I need the Spirit of God. I need your touch tonight, dear God. And I just ask you, Father, God, just to clear your minds of everything else, but God, what's in your word and what you'd have us to preach tonight, Father, your God, please, Lord God, just help us tonight, Father, Lord, just to be what you have us to be tonight, Father, God. Exalt Jesus tonight, Lord. That's a heart desire. Lift him up, Father, your God, and exalt him. Lord, help us do that this evening. Lord, I pray just touch the church, each person here tonight, dear God, you know the need of each individual. And I pray, Father, your God, just touch this dear pastor and his family. Lord, I pray, Father, your God, what he's going through with right now, I pray you'll just touch that. God, I knew you were able to do it, Father, your God. And Lord, I'm thankful, Father, your God, nothing's too big, nothing's too hard for thee, Lord, this evening. Lord, I just pray now, Father, you just bless, undertake, and render this service. And may you get honor and glory, Father, your God, everything said and done here this evening. Thank you for all you've done, what you're going to do in Jesus' name. And we sure do love you. Amen. You be seated. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Boy, I'm so glad I've got a God that knows my troubles and knows my trials I'm going through with. Amen. But I'm glad he says, hey, God is our refuge. I'm glad we can run to God. But folks, if we didn't have the word of God to tell us that, where would we go? If we didn't have God to go to, where would we go? We'd be in trouble this evening. I'm glad I've got a God tonight. That's a true God. He says, and strength. Folks, he said, God is our refuge and strength. When there's times in our life that we get so weak and we can't hardly make it, I'm glad we got a God. That's our strength, amen? When we seem like we can't go another step, folks, he picks us up and he carries us. I thank God for that this evening. There's been times in my life and in your life as well when you think, man, I don't know how I come through that. But you know how we come through it? God was right there in the right time. Folks, God is never, never late. God is always on time. Amen? I'm glad we don't have to worry about, well, God, will he make it on time this time? God will make it on time every time. Amen? And that's taking him by surprise. He's not up there chewing his nails to the quick and thinking, oh, what's going to happen next? I'm glad God knows exactly what's taking place. He's in full control of this thing. Amen? And the sooner we get a hold of that, the better off we're going to be as God's people. Sometimes what we do, we allow our hearts and our minds to look at the things happening around us today. If you're not very careful, watching the news sometimes, I start getting you depressed. Amen? This old flesh starts looking at that thing and said, oh, how are we going to make it out of this mess? God. Amen. At the right time. He done knows the day and hour he's coming to take us out of here. But at the right time, he's going to come. He's going to take us out of here. But and during that time, folks, we just need to be faithful to God. Amen. And realize what he's doing for us. But I'm glad it's a very present help in trouble. Amen. Anybody had any trouble? Anybody got any trouble tonight? Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. I thank God. He's our strength, amen? He's our help in the time of trouble. Folks, I'm glad the devil don't have this thing. I mean, the devil come up to you and he'll get you thinking, well, nobody cares. Nobody loves you. Look at how people treat you, but you know God loves you, amen? God loves you regardless. I'm glad of that tonight, amen? If God loved us the way we loved him, we'd be in trouble. But I'm glad he loves me for me, amen? I'm glad he loved us that much that he would come and die for us. Amen. Amen. I know the old devil lies to us, brother. I know he comes to us, tells a lot of lies. Because he's the father of all lies. And next thing you know, he gets you down and out and depressed and all these other things. And next thing you know, you're just getting all to pieces. But if we just realize what he just said right there in the Word of God, if that's all we had to read, folks, that's a lot right there. Hey, that's a whole lot right there. To realize, folks, we got a God who loves us. Amen. He's a help, folks. He's a present help, isn't he? That's what the Bible says right there. A very present help. a very present help. Amen. Thank God for that this evening. In trouble. And I'm so glad that I'm glad when things are coming against us. Thank God we can look up to God and say, God, help me. I'm glad we can holler at Big Brother. Amen. He comes running. I'm glad for that. And I'm going to get something here in just a minute. But it said, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling of thereof. See, a lot of folks want to tell you something. Like I said a while ago, things around us right now is not good. Amen. This world is in turmoil. I'll tell you right now, folks, I've never seen a time like we're seeing today. Would you have thought in America, would you have seen people actually rioting like they're doing today? Killing one another? Did anybody see the news the other day about when is at the rioting? Could you see the hatred on people's faces? Man, there's hatred on people's face today. And so much bigotry. So much hatred. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. If you can get up with that kind of hate in you, you ain't never been born again. I don't care what you say. If you can grit your teeth and you can hate somebody and say, I'm a born-again Christian, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. Amen? I'll tell you, it just bothers me when I see people getting up like that. It's like, what makes you think you're superior over somebody else? Start off with. Amen? But this world can't see that because somebody's wanting to be the boss. That's what it is. Somebody's wanting to be the boss. But guess what, folks? We all got to answer somebody. Amen? And the one I want to answer to is God Almighty. Amen. I don't have to worry about everybody else. I'm going to answer to God. Amen. Amen. That's what we got to look to. But I'll tell you, we're looking at a time right now where things are shaking around us. Everything looks so scary, it looks like, with things are going on around about us today. But guess what? God still got this thing. Amen. Will we not fear? What have we got to be afraid of? Brother, I like what you said. God's got this thing. I wasn't afraid when it happened. Not afraid today. Folks, I want to tell you something. The devil, if he could get us all down to the point where he can get us to the point of being afraid of something. He wants to weaken us to the point where he can get us down to where we're afraid. Mm-hmm. Where we don't trust God. Yeah. Amen? Amen? That's what he's working on. He's working on us to get us to trust, not to trust God, but to trust what man has to say. What they have to say in these books and in the newspaper. Folks, I want to tell you something. You can't believe what media says to start off with. There's so much lies in that mess that I'm glad I can look in the Bible. And that's why I can understand, why do people not want to turn to the Word of God? But they'll look at the daily newspaper. And they'll see things in there. And then, folks, we act like we're so smart. Amen? And the older I get, brother, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I feel like I get dumber and dumber every day. Amen? I'll tell you, I realize I'm not as smart as I thought I was. And you get to realize, and thank God I've got somebody watching out over me, because if I didn't have somebody watching over me, I'd be in trouble. Amen? But I'm glad he's with me. But it said, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Sea life, folks, we look at storms around about us going on, things going on happening around about us, and just like I said, talking about the riots going on, everything going on, and you see the media going on, it's like, man, when's this going to stop? When Jesus comes back. Amen? Amen? That's the only way it's going to stop when he comes back. But just hold on. It's not going to get no better until he comes back. There's preachers going around today talking about how things are going to get better. I've heard them say, it's going to get better here. Things are going to get better. Look how the country... Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you can't see how bad things are today, you're just blind. Amen? You don't have to go far to see some bad things happen today. But this is number four is what I'm going to get at. The Bible says there is a river. There is a river. The streams that whereof shall make the glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. I like that. There is a river. There is a river. Amen. I'm glad, folks. I thank God for the Word of God. Amen. But you remember. Let's just go back for just a minute. You remember over there in the book of John where the Samaritan woman went to the well? She was looking for the water. She looked at Jesus. He's sitting there and said, hey, how are you going to draw water out of that well? It's deep. You have nothing to draw it out with. Yeah. It's this water woman you're looking for. You'll thirst again. But the water I give you, you'll never thirst. Thank God there's a river, not church. Thank God he's the river. And guess what, folks? He said it'd be living waters. Amen? Springing up. Amen? And I thank God for that this evening. Once I got saved, folks, I thank God I had something living inside of me that's real. Thank God I got somebody inside of me today that's helped me live each day of my life. Amen? Thank God I got something real I never had before.
Amen?
Amen? This world looks for money. They look for riches. They look for properties. They look for cars and everything else to make them happy. But they're thirsting again. But when they get Jesus in their life, when they truly turn to Jesus Christ, guess what? That living water they got, guess what? He told a woman, he said, it's living water. You'll never thirst again. There is a river tonight, church. Amen. And I'm so glad tonight. I don't know about you, but I get excited to thank God I've got a living water inside of my soul tonight. Amen. It excites me to know that I've got a living water inside of me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Brother, I was dead.
Yeah, me too.
I was dead. When I got saved, something happened. Amen. That living water started springing up. Amen. Am I going to tell you every time you turn around, you're going to be so happy all the time? Just happy. There's going to be things in our life that's going to sometimes it's going to kind of hurt. Amen. But we still have the joy inside of us tonight, folks. I'm talking about real joy. I'm not talking about the kind of this mess. Everybody says, "Well, if I had a new car, I'd be happy." No, you wouldn't, because you'd be fussing because you had to pay gas to put in it. Amen. Well, if I had a bigger house, I'd be happy. No, then you'd had fuss because you had to clean it. Amen. Then you fuss because you had to fix it up. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you something, folks. A lot of folks are looking for things to make them happy. I'm glad for this river. This river, man, I'm telling you. Thank God there's a river. There's a river, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank God tonight, folks, we got this river. And I'm glad we got somebody that we can turn to. And when, like I said, whenever he came down and he was dying on the cross, I'm glad whenever he sent a prayer, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Then he gave up the ghost. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Folks, thank God that water, uh-huh, when they pierced his side,
yeah,
what came out of his side?
Blood.
What else?
That's right.
Come on, anybody want to tell me? Come on.
Water.
That living water. Come out of his side. He did that for you and me tonight. Amen. And we could have very easily just walked off and said, "Forget it." He could have very looked at us and said, "Forget it. Those people ain't worth dying for." But guess what he did? He come by. Where you were sitting at. Brother, where you sitting at? He come by. Touched your heart. Let you realize you're lost. Down and going to hell. Man, I don't know about y'all, but that's just something to shout about. Amen. When we feel like we ain't got nothing to shout about, what's wrong with us? We got everything in this world to shout about. We got a living Savior living inside of us, amen, who saved our soul from the devil's hell. We don't have to worry about going to hell. We're on our way to glory. Amen. I may not get another dollar in this world, but I've got Jesus. Amen. I may not get as rich as this world calls riches in this world, but guess what? I've got Jesus.
Amen.
As long as I've got him, I've got it all. Amen. I know this world looks down at us like we're crazy. Amen. And it seems like it's getting worse and worse when people look at it just like you're a little bit weird. It's like, man, if you just had what I had, you couldn't help yourself. Amen. You got that living water inside of you. You just can't help but just, man, I don't know about you, but he's got somebody as big as God inside of you. You can't just hold him in. He's going to come out somewhere. Amen. When you come in the house of God and you feel the songs of our song this evening, I don't know about y'all. Did y'all enjoy the singing tonight? Did you really enjoy the singing tonight? Wasn't that good? Guess why? You can understand what he's singing about. Amen. And you knew what they're singing about. It wasn't hard to understand. And what was it doing? I don't know about y'all, but I was just getting excited sitting there, patting my hand. Amen. This is good. This is good. Because these songs of Zion, it's been sung. And folks, when you come in the house of God and you get in here and you feel the power of God moving, and it's like, man, I can't sit still. Got to move a little bit. I can't sit around and look like a wooden Indian. Amen. I've got to get up and do something. Amen. I just got to at least lift my hand. I got to at least smile or something. I can't just sit there like, I'm dead. Folks, when God moved in my heart, He caused me to do something besides sit on a sideline somewhere. Amen. He made something real inside of me. He gave me something real. Amen. Something that's more exciting than anything in this world you can talk about. I don't care what it is. Amen. I guarantee you, I put it up against anything. You can come down here, folks, and you can show me anything you got, or anything you can think about. But I guarantee you, it ain't going to make you get excited like Jesus can.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I guarantee you, He'll never get you excited like Jesus can. Amen. I know people's always talking about winning the lottery. If you did win the lottery, you'd be scared that somebody's going to steal a dollar off of you. Amen. Wouldn't you? Yeah. I mean, you'd be scared to death. Someone's going to take a dollar. I've been around people here lately. It seems like they're scared to death. They're going to lose a dollar. It's like, bless your heart. I'm glad I don't have to live by money. Amen. Don't have to worry about it because I ain't got none. Amen. Thank God He takes care of my needs. But I don't have to worry about somebody coming by and stealing it from me. I thank God tonight, folks, I got somebody that's with me. Thank God for that river, that living water inside of me. Amen. Thank God, folks. He's come inside my heart just like He's telling that woman over there at the well. You drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. Folks, I don't mind if we don't get excited about that this evening. But thank God I'll never have thirst again. Amen? I don't have to worry about what it's going to be like in hell because I ain't going down there. Amen? I'm going to actually meet the one who actually gave me this living water face to face one of these days. I don't know about you, but that excites me tonight. Amen? To thank God I'm going to leave this old world. I'm going to a place called heaven. I'm going to meet Him face to face. And just to get down and just touch His feet. Say, thank you, Lord. I didn't deserve this. Folks, sometimes we act like we're deserving. We're not deserving of anything but hell. Amen. So I thank God this evening for that living water this evening. I'm glad there's a river. Amen. I'm not talking about right down here, David Kerr Scott Dam. I'm not talking about that river. Amen. I'm glad the river I'm talking about is real. Amen. And it's a living water, a living river, just like He was talking to that woman over there. But guess what happened to her, folks? And we're just going back and forth here, but I'm just trying to my Lord. Amen. But guess what happened to that woman? I know y'all know the story. When she got a little bit of that living water, what'd she do? She dropped her water pot. Amen. That's just a picture of she dropped everything she had. Just dropped the world, just dropped it all. And then what she did, she ran back to the city. Come see a man. Amen. Amen. She couldn't help herself. She got excited because she had living water. Yeah. So guess what she wanted to do? She wanted to tell somebody else. Yeah. She didn't keep it to herself. That's exactly what that living water do for you. Yeah. If you got that living water inside of you, you can't help but tell somebody about Jesus. Yeah. I don't care what you say. If it's truly real inside of you, folks, guess what? It's going to come out and you're going to really truly tell someone about Jesus Christ. You can't hold it inside. The woman, when she got that living water, she took off running back. Amen? She didn't stop. Folks, she didn't say she stopped and rested for a while either, did it? She went all the way to that city. Can you just get a picture of that woman running? Amen? Went all the way back to the city. And she didn't say, hey, y'all come see this man. She said, come see a man. She said out loud. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. When we're living for the devil, we're awful loud. When we're supposed to be living for Jesus, we ought to get loud. Man, we ought to just let it all out. Just say, hey, I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. I'm not ashamed to be alive in Jesus. Amen. I know you get some funny looks. A lot of churches I go to, brother. I go to churches now, boy, I get some funny looks. Amen. I even had some people come right when it's time to leave out the church door. They'll come by and kind of do this to me. Amen. But I said, it's all right. Amen. It's all right. I love them anyhow. Go love them anyhow. Amen. Because guess what, folks? They're not doing it to me. They're doing it to God. And that's what we got to realize. Sometimes we get to feel like, well, they don't like me. They don't like me. It's not you they don't like. It's what's inside of you they don't like. Amen. Because guess what it's like? It's like salt to an open wound. Amen. Anybody had a little salt in there? You got to scratch something, got a little salt on it, man, it burns. Amen. My mom used to tell me growing up, she said, I'm going to get me a good old King Hickory. I'm going to wire you out, and I'm going to strip your legs, Sebastian's, until they just start bleeding. I'm going to get me some salt and pour all in them. I said, Mama, don't do that. Amen. I'm glad I had a good mama. Amen. Amen. But more importantly, I'm glad I got a Savior that loves me. Amen. But that woman, man, I keep seeing that woman just run back to that city. Come and see a man. Folks, I want to tell you something. She had something to go back shouting about, didn't she? Let's just turn over there for a minute. Let's look at verse number 10. It says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, he would have given thee the living water. Amen. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, boy, if she only knew that point. Amen. And he says, nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. And look in verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Boy, I'm glad he didn't say might not. He said never thirst. Did you get a hold of that this evening? Never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Glory to God. We all stop out there and just shout about 15 minutes. Amen. We got something to shout about, church. Amen. We got something real living inside of us. And when it's not just talking about that woman. He's talking about whosoever, didn't he? Whosoever. We're going down here. So the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said to her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he that whom thou hast is not thy husband. And this saidest thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Boy, she didn't realize who he was then, did she? He's more than just a prophet. Amen. He's Jesus. Amen. He's the Son of God. And he said, look in verse number 20. Just read down here just a few more minutes. Amen. He said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is where the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe of me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship him, you know not. We know who we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. Stop there for just a second. To worship him in the spirit and truth. You can't worship him in the spirit and truth if you're not being born again. Amen. And I'm glad, folks, we don't have to worry about this crazy outfit that gets that. Now, you can disagree with me if you want to, but I'm going to mention this anyhow, and we're going to move on. But I'll tell you one thing. This old crazy outfit gets up in these dance gears and gets up in around the pulpit and dances around the pulpit. Folks, I'm glad that's not what the Spirit of God is. Amen. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is cometh, who is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, who seekest thou, or why talkest with her? The woman then left her water pot, now get this, and went her way into the city and said to the men, come. See a man which told me all things, told me that ever I did, is it's not the Christ. She realized who he was when she got that living water. Amen. But she didn't want to sit down in a church pew. Amen. She wanted to go tell somebody about Jesus. I'm just so glad that Jesus is there for each one of us. Amen. And I'm so glad, when it just like it just goes back with this trouble again, we're going back where we was at in 46. No matter what trouble we're facing, I'm glad there's a river. And Jesus is that river, amen? I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I'm so glad I got somebody that I know I can turn to, that I know is alive. Amen? Amen? I'm thankful for that this evening. I'm so thankful. I know that whenever I can come in a group of people, I know that folks I don't have to worry about and get nervous and everything. I'm thinking, well, they might not like me. Or not. Folks, who cares? I got one who loves me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I've got somebody to give me something real. Amen. I've got something real. Amen. This world don't have it. We're the only ones got it. Amen. And you got these false religions walk around. I'm glad it's not a false religion. Amen. We got the real thing. It's not a religion. It's the real thing. It's a way of life. But you got these folks that's going around telling people, going knocking on to people's doors, hey, we just want to tell you to read your Bible. Folks, that's just one way they try to get in your door, to tell you a lie. Amen? We've got the real thing. Amen? Coke don't have it either. Coke says they got the real thing, but they're not the real thing. Amen? Jesus is the real thing. Amen? He's the real deal. I'm so glad he's the real deal. He's that river. Folks, I'm so glad when things are going on in our lives, we can turn to Jesus. Amen? And there's times I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and I think, God, I don't know where you're at. I know what's going on. I know what's going on right now. It seems like I can't hear anything. But folks, guess what? He's right there. Because he promises he'd never leave us and forsake us. And folks, you can take that to the bank. Amen? You can take that to the bank, brother. God's going to tell you one thing. He does not lie. I may tell you something, and I may try to be good with it. I may try to make good with it, but I may not make it. Amen? But he tells you something. He's going to make good with it. Amen? I thank God I got somebody I can turn to tonight. Church, I'm so glad tonight I got the living water inside of me. I'm so glad tonight folks don't have to worry about what's going on around about me. Because guess what? I know he's going to take care of business. And I know he's got me in the palm of his hands like he promised me. He's got me right there. Amen? I'm glad we know who the real living water is. Amen? Folks, I just try to mind the Lord best I know how. But we all just think about this just a little bit. Amen? Think about how good he's been to you this week. I mean, just think for just a little bit what he's brought you out of this week. And you may think, well, that ain't nothing. I'll tell you something, folks. It's something. Because God's brought us through a whole lot. Amen. God's been good to us. And folks, I want to tell you something. Well, every time we come in the house of God, we ought to be ready to worship. Amen. Like the woman ran at the well, folks. She can't keep quiet. That's why I said we come to the house of God, we ought not be quiet. Amen. We ought not be quiet. Well, that's just for the preacher to do. That ain't what the Bible says. Amen. We can all shout, amen. We all sing praises to God. We can all glorify God. Amen. Amen. How many people here has got a mouth? How many people knows how to use it? I caught you on that one, amen. We know how to use our mouth. Let's use it for Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Challenge you folks, when you come to the house of God, be ready to worship God, amen. Amen. Just turn loose and let God have his way.
Yeah.
Don't make any difference who's here and who's not here. As long as God's here, folks, and you're worshiping him, what else does it matter? Amen. I'm glad I got somebody I can turn to. I'm glad that I know this living water, this river. Amen. Do you truly know him tonight? Are you truly excited about him this evening? Folks, I'll tell you something. I'm glad to know. I'm glad to know who he is. But more importantly, I'm glad he knows who I am. Amen. Church, I love you with all my heart. I mean that. Appreciate you, Pastor, letting us come by this evening and share what God's laid on our heart. Amen. Hope it's been help to you. Everybody stay in TV this evening.